proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. As we continue in our series about divine commissions, we look at God's commission to Moses. A commission involves the act of passing on responsibility to perform a task, giving it to another entity. A commission involves granting authority to perform specific actions as well. God issued several commissions to various Bible characters, Moses being one of these. When God called Moses in the third chapter of Exodus, he sent him to be his emissary to the Pharaoh of Egypt. This assignment which God entrusted to Moses should not be confused with the Mosaic Covenant, which is found in the 19th chapter of Exodus. God made the latter agreement with the Jewish nation at the foot of Mount Sinai, whereby he contracted to bless the Jewish people if they obeyed him and kept his ordinances. By contrast, the commission God delivered was in Exodus 3 was to Moses. It preceded the giving of the Mosaic Law. God first gave Moses a sign, a bush which burned without being consumed. When Moses turned aside to view that sight, God called him by name. He commanded Moses, quote, "Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground," unquote. Moses complied with that directive, thereby rendering God worship. God then revealed himself to Moses by means of the statement, quote, "I am that I am," unquote. The first Hebrew letters of this statement, the words, transliterates into the name Yahweh. The phrase, "I am that I am," alluded to the eternality of God, a God who has always existed, does exist, and always will exist. As he told the Jewish people of Malachi's day in the third chapter of that prophecy, quote, "I am the Lord, I change not." God gave Moses a specific message to deliver to Pharaoh, quote, "Let my people go," unquote. Even before the Mosaic Covenant was given, the Jewish people belonged to God. He even referred to Israel as "my firstborn," as recorded in Exodus chapter 4. The Egyptians had wrongfully enslaved the Jews, infringing upon God's prerogatives. Thus God had the right to demand that Pharaoh liberate the Jews from bondage, so that they could freely serve him. God empowered Moses to perform miracles. Such signs would help convince the Jews that God had authenticated Moses' mission to them, a sentiment which Paul echoed in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. God also intended for the Egyptians to, quote, "know that I am the Lord, when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt, and bring out the children of Israel from among them," unquote, a statement recorded in Exodus chapter 7. When Moses protested about his ability to execute that assignment, God allowed Aaron, Moses' brother, to accompany him. According to the 7th chapter of Exodus, God informed Moses that, quote, "I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet," unquote. That is to say, Aaron would become Moses' spokesman. God further instructed Moses to, quote, "Speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land," unquote. God thus revealed himself to Moses before commissioning that lawgiver to deliver the divine command that Pharaoh set the Jewish people free. God equipped Moses to accomplish that mission and also empowered Moses to do so. Where God guides, he provides. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.